Blog Talk Radio.
Lord, and God bless you. Thank you so much for being here with your hostess, Elise Marie, here on the Stars of Heaven Network 9. And I hope that your Tuesday is going well, and I hope that your summer is going well. We're almost at the close of the summer in August, and I certainly hope that your summer has been full of rest and relaxation, as well as fun. And I'm honored to be here with you once again to share with you my annual quarterly alignment, which is the Brides of Christ Women's Ministries agricultural calendar alignment. And I'm really honored to share what the Lord is saying in this season and to declare what this time in our prophetic history means and how it's relevant to today and what he's doing today. And I'm excited to share with you. And one of the things that I'm always honored to do is to share with you what he has revealed to me based on the birthings that he has given me. And the Stars of Heaven Network 9 is just a perfect fit, was a perfect fit for the BOC Agricultural Calendar Alignment because they both work together. What God has declared in his word, it is manifested through the universe. So it's really, really important that we not only understand what God's word says spiritually, prophetically, but also how that plays out, how that is manifested through the Mezerah. And I love that because according to the Levitical calendar, God gave the children of Israel, the agricultural calendar is how God determines our harvest. It's how he determines our times and our seasons, which he has in his own hands. And that is all according to what we sow. what we sow. He said, according to what you sow, you shall also reap. So I'm honored to minister in the newness of life, according to the new tested, my new covenant, my new testament relationship with God, which is what Jesus declared, that on these two hang the prophets and the law. Love the Lord thy God with all your heart, your mind, soul, and strength, and love thy neighbor as thyself. So it's now the saw of sowing and reaping. And that cannot be done without seed. Seed. So, yeah, I just want to just quickly share that with you. For those of you who might be new to the Sons of Heaven Network 9, as well as to the BLC, Prophetic Will Calendar Alignment, because the whole purpose of this is to get you aligned. Get you aligned to what he's saying in the here and now. And it's never too late to get aligned with God. It's never too late to get saved. It's never too late to confess the Lord as your Lord and Savior and to be saved. I concluded or released, shall I say, my 12-year year anniversary celebration, not only of Brothers Christ Women's Ministries, but of my salvation. I'm reminded that I was changed. I was changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. And that's how fast God can do it. And that's what he said he'll do in these last days. He said, I'll do a quick work and I'll cut it short in righteousness. So it doesn't take God long to do anything. And that's why we must seek him with our whole heart, seek him earnestly. That's why he said in the Beatitudes, on the pure in God shall see him. So know that God is ready and willing to answer our prayers and to always give us what we need, which is healing, which is deliverance, which is love, because that's really what we need is love, and that's what it all boils down to, and trying to fill that void or trying to experience love in other ways outside of the love of God, it just won't fulfill you. And I can say that. Although I still desire to have true love in the natural that is expressed by way of male and female, one thing that I always have is the love of God. And that fulfills me. That completes me. Hallelujah. It encompasses me. It constrains me. Love does everything. Hallelujah. It does everything. So before I get into what he's saying today, oh, my goodness, what he's saying today, because I was preparing to come on and minister the prophetic will alignment from yesterday. I had put it on yesterday, and I was going to come on and minister this, and then I woke up this morning, and he added something more. So I'm like, okay, Lord, I can do this. I can do all these requests which suit me. You said to whom much is given, much is required. And you know, he pours it out. He just pours it out. So, you know, God can give us as much as we can stand, you know, as long as we're able to hold it and carry it. And most importantly, honor it, you know. And I'm honored. I don't say that I'm complaining, because I'm not. It's an honor for God to speak to us. And that's what he wants to do. He wants to speak to you. He wants to have a relationship with you. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If you come in, I will sup with you. I will be your God and you should be my people. I'll walk in them and be with them. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you, but I will be with you even until the end of the age. So I'm not going to prolong the time. I'm going to quickly recap, well, not even recap, but I'm going to go to my Facebook post from yesterday. And I want you to remember that I'm on air, but I'm not in studio. So I have provided a link there where you can go to yesterday's post and today's post. Just open up, you know, it'll open up two different windows, and you can just, you know, you can just go in between those two windows. So on air, but not in the studio, I'm on my Facebook post from yesterday. And then when I'm done giving you the summary of this, I'm going to go to today's declaration on what he gave me for today to add to this alignment he gave me yesterday. So I wrote everything down to kind of summarize it for the sake of time, because I really want to make sure I get to what he gave me this morning. And again, we have entered into the month of Av, which declares our Father. Av is about the Father, and our Father who's in heaven. Make that clear. My Father's in heaven. And Av, meaning, it takes his root word from, which means to will, to desire. So the thing that he gave me yesterday and declaring to me what our consecration should be on, what our focus should be on, what our contemplation should be on, is to do his will and fulfill his desire, as well as our desires being fulfilled. Because he said, it's my good pleasure to give you the kingdom, and at his right hand are pleasures forevermore. So the thing I want to really expound on in this alignment is that God knows how. Father God knows how to work in us his will and his good pleasure. And so you don't have to beat yourself up or feel like, oh, I'm not good enough, think that you have to be this and be that. No, God knows how to work in us his will and his good pleasure if we say yes. And I'm going to get into that yes a little bit later in the broadcast as I share more with you about today's declaration. Again, to will and to will or to desire, which comes by consolation, which is also the meaning of this month, which means consoler, comforter. And for that, I gave you Philippians, the second chapter, first through the seventh verse, where the Apostle St. John, in writing to the Philippians, talked about our fellowship, which should be in and of the Spirit, by bowels of mercy, fulfilled by joy, as we are like-minded, having the same mind, being on one accord with the same mind, so that we may be blameless, harmless, sons and daughters of God, without rebuke. Without rebuke. So that's what he gave me when he gave me about the consolation, to remember why we fellowship, why we are serving the Lord, is so that we could be blameless and harmless, without rebuke. And in his writing to the Philippians, he also declared that we are to let our light shine in the midst of a wicked and perverse nation, that the Godhead may be glorified. So that was one of the things that he gave me and sharing with me about us being comforted. And him, and Paul's writing to the Philippians is to remind them that that God is highly exalted, and that Christ, who is our head, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to equal himself with God, but made of himself no reputation, but took upon the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. So him giving me that, he was just saying that he wanted me to expound and just to encourage you and to admonish you to remember that he knows how to work in us his will and his good pleasure. And not only that, he was speaking to Philippians and letting them know to work out their own salvation with fear and trembling. Because this church had, so many other churches had always were busybodies, meddling in other men's affairs. And he was saying, in my absence, not only in my presence, but also in my absence. So God, you know, knows who we are. And One of the things that we must remember that we are His workmanship. We're what we do is unto Him, and all we do for Christ will last, and not to be man pleasers, not to do things in vain glory. Now, the thing that he was also saying in this epistle was that he had put all things under his feet. All things under his feet, for he must reign. Now, I'm going to go on down to Hebrews 13 chapter, because Hebrews 13 chapter is also a scripture he gave me that speaks to us being well-pleasing unto the Lord in his sight and being pleasing to him through Jesus Christ, through the blood of the Lamb, the great shepherd, through our everlasting covenant. And so Hebrews also speaks of willingness. And that's what he said in the 18th verse when he says, "Pray for us, for we trust we have a good conscience in all things, willingly to live honestly." So in our desire to will and do his good pleasure, we do that in the fear of the Lord and the reverence of the Lord. I also gave you Ephesians, because everything that Father God does is manifested by us having adoption, which comes by reconciliation, it comes by redemption, by our predestination, where we were translated to be conformed to the image of His dear Son, into the image of His dear Son, and the kingdom of His dear Son. Now, quickly, the letter governing this month is Tet, which means T, which means quicksand. And so that's one of the things we want to be careful of this month, is not to be tossed to and fro with every wind and doctrine, but to have a solid foundation. And the bride of Christ can stand her ground and stay victorious because of the solid foundation, which is Jesus Christ, who upholds all things by the word of his power. So that's important to remember in us seeking God in the earnest, is that we want to make sure that we're building on a solid foundation, because as Jesus said and as he taught, anything that we build will be tried by fire. And we want to make sure that we are building on a solid foundation, which is Christ. Which is based on his word, where he upholds everything. And so the psalmist says, "Uphold me with your free spirit." So we want to be upheld by the word of his patience. We want to be upheld by his grace and by the right hand of God, where Jesus is seated at the right hand of Majesty on high. So that was important for me to include that, you know, not constantly being tossed to and fro, having roots, holy roots, where you, when the storms come, you can stand. Now, quickly, another letter that speaks to this month that we should be concentrating on is the word Tov. And Tov means good, 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 good. And we can reach the highest levels, of good by transforming the lower levels into good, and also by rebuking, simply rebuking. And as Jesus said and taught, that we're not to be overtaken by evil, but we overtake evil with good. So that's important for you to know. Satan can't cast out Satan. You just can't do it. This month we focus on and concentrate on hearing as well, and that is represented by the tribe of Shaman, which means to hear, to hear. And that's very important in being a believer in Jesus Christ. That's very important in growing. As the Word of God says, and as Revelation declares, he that had an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. And hearing comes by maturity. And that maturity comes by having our senses exercised to discern both good and evil. One of the things Jesus often talked about and gave as a woe was when he taught, warn to him who calls evil good and good evil. So when you know to do good, as he said, he didn't know to do good, don't do it, shall be beaten with many stripes. And that's why he said, why call me Lord, Lord, and not do things that I do. So good will be manifested by our deeds, And by what we hear, by way of our ear gate, will help us to manifest the fruit of that. And that's why he said, be careful how you hear. The Gospel of Mark, the fourth chapter, 11 through the 29th verse, is where Jesus declared to his disciples that it was given to them to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to others that are without, he had to speak in parables. So this is where he gave me Mark and said, it is given to us to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to others he had to speak in parables. And that's why he said, blessed are your ears, for they see. Blessed are your ears, for they hear. For many righteous men desire to see those things and can't see them because they have a block there. And that's the thing you need to be wary of and wanting to hear from God, or wanting your prayers answered, wanting to be healed, wanting to be delivered, is making sure that there's not any sin that's active in your life. Because sin blocks our hearing from God. Sin blocks your ability to feel and understand. Sin will give you, or any blocks will give you, would numb you and dull you. So, and this is what he was saying, that the whole purpose of hearing the Word of God or hearing truth is so that you may be saved, that you may be converted. That's why he said you should know the truth, and the truth that you know shall make you free. So the whole point and purpose of hearing the gospel is to be converted and to be saved. But he said that many could not because of, again, dullness of hearing and rebellion of sin. And that's why he said at least at any time they should be converted and their sin should be forgiven them. So in him needing to speak in parables, because he has to speak the parable with all of us. I mean, we only know in part and we prophesy in part. You have to remember, this is God of the whole universe communicating with us. So our understanding will be obscured, even much as we want to hear from God. You know, there's things that block that communication. And that's why he speaks to us in a lot of different ways and visions and speaks to us through nature and speaks to us through objects. And use those things as a way of communing with us. And that's a beautiful thing. But the thing that he's saying here is that you know, take heed how you hear. Because some people, when they heard the Word of God, that word, which is a seed, did not fall on good ground. Some fell on stony ground, which represents the heart, the condition of the heart. Because again, salvation is made through the heart, by the confession of mouth and through the heart. So everything, it comes through the heart. And everything, it resides in the soul, the state of your soul. Now, in him speaking to them about them being blessed to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, and to those who are without, he gave them the parable of the sower. And speaking about the parable of the sower, which speaks of what? Harvest. Because again, the whole purpose of planting seed is to what? Get your harvest. He also talked about the candlestick and the corn, which takes time to grow. And that's why I focus on the corn, because the corn represents harvest. And as he was saying, corn, after you have planted the seed into the to good ground, and as that seed germinates, you trust. You have to trust that your harvest will come. And that's what he was saying in this parable. When you plant a seed, you don't know how it's growing. All you know is that you put it in the ground and you're doing what you're supposed to do, and that's watering it. But how it grows is according to the process of the seed being in the ground. And that's the same thing he was saying about his will. He said, my blessings for you, my will for you will be accomplished in your life according to my glory. And that all hinges upon if we're trusting God and if we're what? Totally surrendered. Totally surrendered. So if you're surrendered unto God and you have your desires and things you offer before God, trust that it'll come to pass. And it'll come to pass because what? Father knows best. He knows best. He knows what we need and have, and therefore we even ask. Amen. The thing is, we need to ask in earnest and ask so that we can receive. And just trust the process. I'm not saying we don't do our part, because there's definitely some things we have to do to help it come to pass in this life, in our life. But speaking it, knowing how to protect the seed, knowing how to till the ground, and all that good stuff. But ultimately, he was saying in his parable, trust. Let it come to pass. Now, I'm going to move on to what he gave me today, because in this alignment, as I spoke of, also, as he said, all my sheep hear my voice, and strangely when I follow, I gave you that. As I began to close the alignment, I was praising God for, again, the Mezerah. And what is represented in the Mezerah and the constellation in this new equinox, which is the lion. Hallelujah, the lion, which is represented by Leo. And I'm excited about that, because not only does the alignment speak of the lion, which is represented by the tribe of Judah, it also speaks of the serpent who has been defeated because of the yes. Hallelujah. Because of the yes of our Blessed Mother. Because of her yes, the serpent is under our feet. Because of what Jesus did in defeating him on the cross of Calvary, in complete obedience and being the perfect sacrifice, he's under our feet. But I wanted to share this word, because when I woke up this morning, this is what he said to me. He declared to me, let me go to today's post. When I woke up this morning, and he declared to me as I was in prayer, because as I was praying, I kept getting, and I was rebuking demonic hierarchies and our path to the holy chambers should be clear. Our realm should always be clear. And one of the things I was really blessing God for in giving me this, when he declared, "Send Judah first, reign in your heir supremacy." And I'm like, okay, God, you know, he said, "Send Judah first," which means praise. And because praise clears the way. And so he gave me Judges 20, chapter the 18th verse, when he spoke to the children of Israel, and they arose, and when they went up to the house of God and asked counsel of God, that's when, again, that also speaks of what this month means. Counsel is counsel. They were seeking of God. They were inquiring of God. And in the inquiring of God, he answered and said, which of us shall which one shall go up first to the battle against the children of Benjamin? And the Lord said, Judah. Judah shall go up first. So as I began to praise the Lord, as he gave me this word, praise broke it open. And as I continued to praise the Lord, with the garment of praise, which he adorned me with, because I was really, a lot of times when you're in prayer, you're burdened. You have to really break through those rams to really get to the holy, to your holy place. And woe unto those things that's blocking, and woe unto those things that, and those people, imps, that are deliberately trying to hinder or block your way. And so he was saying to me and reminded me of send Judah first, which is something I know to do, because you know, being saved and being before his throne and being an heir of salvation, and I know how to go in before his presence. But nonetheless, there's always things that are going to try to block. So he was saying send Judah first, and he declared reign in your heir supremacy. He said these are the days of awe and shock. Now, the days of law are usually the feast and appointed times in different seasons. But as I often say, God can call any season forth whenever it's needed. And we are now in the days of Christ, in the fulfillment of Christ. So these are the days, last days, Jesus said. These last days are shocking awe because of what he said. In the last days, there should be rumors and wars and war and all this stuff. So what he declared and given me, reigning your heir supremacy, he was just simply saying, remembering that we are joint heirs in Christ, and we reign supreme and absolute because of him being our great high priest going before us. Now, I quickly want to read the definition of heir. The Greek word for heir means a receiver of an inheritance or beneficiary. Our inheritance comes by our yes. Hallelujah. Our yes to the Lord, being heirs of God and joint heirs in Christ Jesus. So I wanted to read that because that's what he was saying. But when he gave me heir, which speaks of my birthright, my inheritance, and me reigning supreme with him. Again, he said, those that suffer me will also reign with me. He also spoke to me about heir supremacy, whereby the enemy, and I don't have that on here. I should have put that on here. I don't know why I didn't put that on here. I have it on my information page on the website. I think I need to go back. Let me see. I think I do. Let me go down some. Okay, I do. Okay. I just didn't go down far enough. I'm reading between my notes and my my notebook, and I'm reading the website. Okay. I'm going to skip down to the post where it says when he gave me the intention. He reminded me of the intention. The intention of the false church is to block and possess our holy realm. And he said these demonic forces who are ruled by the God of this world, and those who have rule of the darkness, those who are simple-minded, those who are lost, those who are prey, those who are held captive at his will, those who are fallen angels, those who are Christian witches and warlocks, and etc. He said, these seek air supremacy. They seek to dominate your airspace. They want supremacy over your realm. He said, and that is the first and second and third heavens, which is the first and second third dimension. But he said, we have power, and he has given us power, and he's gone before us to remove those blocks. And I tell you, even as I began to receive this, I saw the judgment of God upon these people. I mean, actual people, that if I call their name, you would know who they are, because these are leaders that was doing this stuff as I was in prayer, and it's been something ongoing. And the judgment was pronounced upon them, because the thing that I've been saying is that the enemy desires to block the true bride. And a lot of this stuff is not happening by way of sinners. For sinners don't even know about God. This is happening by those who knew God, who operate out of a witchcraft, who have the ulterior motive for being in ministry and using the name of the Lord, and who attach themselves to the true bride of Christ, and many who have fallen. And that's what the Lord said. These are those who, although they're still putting out words and they're still up before the people, he said, I've stripped the king from them. And so they're just still doing, quote-unquote, ministry for namesake and for saving face. But what he was saying to me was that he has given us power because he is seated with our Father at the right hand of God in the kingdom of heaven. And I declared my heir supremacy. You know, of course, I rebuke and I bound those powers and principles and powers by his authority. Because, again, nothing is of us. Nothing is of us. And that's the thing that's so scary, and is that these people are operating out of this stuff by the flesh. It's not by the spirit. It's a lot of know-how, and they're running off residue, as I often say. Now, I gave you the definition of supremacy, which means the state of being supreme, having authority or power. And again, that power comes by Jesus Christ. Now, the thing that I was blessing the Lord for and giving me possessing my air supremacy, my holy places, my air places, holy places, was that as we press toward the mark of the high calling, and as we press in, as I gave you in my salutation, he said, these are those that press into it. And we press into the kingdom of heaven by his righteousness. He was saying to me that our heir supremacy comes by just that, our inheritance. And we are his inheritance. We are his first fruits. Now, I'm going to quickly go to 1 Peter, the second chapter, the 9 through 18 verse, because, again, our heir supremacy and our reign of Christ, which he gives us, because we can't reign unless he has elected us and chose us. And I was praising him for the book of Judges, because it's the book of Judges that he expounded on and talked about the those who he are now sitting in the 12 tribes of Judah who judge the nation. And where he said the saints to judge the world and the 70 elders. And again, he was reminding me that it's by adoption, because we are a chosen generation. I am a chosen generation. I am a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. And in 2 Peter, he was also talking about, again, the strangers and the pilgrims. That abstain from fleshly lust, which war against the soul. And he was reminding me that in order for us to be able to continue to reign as heirs and by his divine majesty and supremacy, we have to make sure that we have our conversations honest among him and among those who are without. Again, having good works by glorifying God daily of visitation. And that's the thing. We want to make sure that we continue to receive our visitations from the Lord, that he's able to still to appear unto us. And again, that comes by what? Submitting yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme, or unto governors, or unto them that are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of them that do well. So this 13th verse speaks of how we're to reign. And we reign by obeying the laws of the land. We reign by giving honor to what honor is due. And again, I often say how God deals with you depends on what side of the aisle you're on. He deals with us according to how we are. As we said, to the forward, I will show myself forward, and to the meek, I'll show myself meek. And that's why it's a personal relationship. You can't judge a relationship by God by someone else. Amen. We all on different levels. We all are on have different development, different levels of development. So it's important to know that in order for all of us to be able to reign supreme as heirs of salvation, we must do so by the will of God. And most importantly, we do that being free. Free, 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 free. By liberty. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And I gave you Galatians for that, because Galatians speaks of the bond woman and the free woman. And that's one of the things that I love God for, is in me obeying him and starting Brides Across Ministries and birthing it, how he's kept me. Amen. And me, my reign in Christ is truly and solely based on his putting me on my high places and setting me in a body to please him. So with the few minutes I have left, I just want to encourage you that as the Bride of Christ, as sons and daughters, we can soar in our high places. Amen. I gave you 1 Corinthians that talks about all things he has put under his feet, all things have been subdued under him, by himself, that we may be all in all, and that we are to remember that we're to press toward the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus. So this message he gave me this morning to go along with the alignment, I'm really blessed by that, and know that he is going before us to make the crooked way straight and rough as it's smooth. And it's going to be really important for you to have that baptism, a fresh baptism of the Holy Spirit, so that he could bring you in. And know that those things that are trying to hinder you, those things that are trying to plague you, the dragon, again, the devil is at the wrong line, seeking whoever may devour. He knows his time is short. So I'm just excited and blessing God for the victory on this morning that birthed this word and declaration on you reigning in your air supremacy, in your airspace, amen? That's not something we or I do in my own strength. He opened up to us the way, amen? He gives us access to the Holy of Holies. We don't enter in and of ourselves. So, he's saying, fret not thyself because of evildoers. Their time will come. And none of this stuff, that stuff is going to be in heaven. People who operate from the works of the flesh or use witchcraft to try to stop your destiny and the manifestation of your mantle, your mandate, not going to happen. Not going to happen because I've been predestinated. You've been predestinated. Amen. And the battle's not ours. It's his. So I bless you and I command you to send Judah first. Hallelujah. And reign in your air supremacy, which is in Christ Jesus. And more importantly, I pray that we will continue to pray for the lost, the sick, especially our family members. Because these are, I really believe we're entering into the tribulation. We've entered into the tribulation. I mean, and those things that Revelation talks about, the Armageddon and all that stuff, that's happening. But thank God we have a shelter. We have a refuge. And we are the Ark of His Covenant. We are the sealed of the Lord. So I encourage you to stay close to the Lord, stay humble, and stay close to Father God. Stay close to Him, and watch as well as pray. And he said, behold, I come in the volume of the book which is written of me. So we want to be prepared. We want to be found in praise. Hallelujah. And in faith. Peace, blessings, and much love. And I'll speak with you soon. Take care. Love you.